Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
You ready for a regime change, Keefe?
Whoa!
I am ready. I've been ready, actually. I've been ready. Now, it doesn't mean I wasn't surprised.
I was a little surprised.
Same.
Surprised that it happened and then shocked at the timing that it happened. Put all that together. That was pretty wild.
It was.
Anytime you have like a nice statement in like that, I don't even know how to do that. Do you have a guy that comes up with like a written statement? That's not Notes app.
It's Microsoft Paint, I think. Is it Paint?
Yeah, is it so. MS Paint? So they went into Paint and they had that thing ready to go. The handful of people that went to the game are in their cars on Route 1, and they got the guy in the passenger seat checking Twitter and be like, oh, coach got fired. Like, that was pretty, the timing of it was wild.
Crazy. And so, look, am I shocked that Mayo's gone? Not really. I said last week I expected Kraft to keep him because I thought he would buckle and he wouldn't do what was right, and I just don't trust him. I don't think he deserves the benefit of the doubt. But it wasn't off our radar. We've been talking about it for weeks and weeks.
Right.
I was very surprised at the timing.
It's like usually it's they call it Black Monday in the NFL for a reason, because usually teams lose their final game or whatever it is. They won it, but we'll get into that. And then you wake up the next day, you have a chance to have a snooze on it, right? One sleep on it, have a meeting, maybe you talk about it. And then Monday morning, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars fire Doug Peterson. You're like, okay. Like, this was as close to an in-season firing as you can have without it technically being an in-season firing.
Yeah.
He coached the 17 games and then immediately was done.
Well, and the timing tells you, because people are like, oh, he won the game, so they fired him.
No, he was out.
No. Schefter said before the game, you'll hear it later on Jones and Keefe today, but Schefter said before the game, leaning to out, that meant Mayo was gone.
Oh, they were cooking up that MS Paint graphic. You kidding me? They couldn't have done that
exactly
after.
I told you on Friday, Mike Reese put the hit out. I should have known. I should have just been like, well, Reese wouldn't write this if he wasn't a goner.
Well, you were all around it.
I thought he had an inkling.
You were circling it.
I thought he had an inkling. It was done then. It was probably done then.
Yeah.
And Mayo probably knew he was done. And to have the whole statement ready to go with the graphic an hour after the game, yeah, they knew. But I'm still surprised when Terp texted us yesterday. He's like, Mayo gone? I thought it was his opinion. I had to check social media and go, he's out?
We were all bitching on the group chat about not having the number one pick. And then Terp, a couple minutes later, is like, Mayo's gone. I'm like, yeah, probably.
Yeah, no kidding, Terp.
Like, yeah,
hot take, Terp.
And then I go to Twitter. I'm like, oh, in fact, he is out already. Like, the dust hasn't even settled on the postgame shows. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he's already gone. That was pretty wild. I kept going back to their relationship. I thought that relationship would save him. Not anything he did on the field. You know, they won four games. Not good enough. The team was not getting better. Mm. I know they won yesterday, but like they played the second, third string of the Bills, so they weren't getting better. We don't really know what his thing is that he does well. He steps in he puts his foot in his mouth all the time. He's always having to correct himself. So like for all those reasons, it shouldn't be surprised that he was one and done. But you go back to, you know, 1 year ago, give or take, the Thunder Buddies press conference that they had, I thought that gave him all the job security in the world. I thought they would get rid of everybody around him first, but it just got so bad.
The opposite.
That got so bad.
They made a point of firing him, and everybody else, as of now, if you haven't heard, Wolf, Van Pelt, Covington, as of right now, they're all still employed by the team.
Young Thundercat.
Yeah, Young Thundercat. Who's Young Thundercat? Robert?
Yes.
Not okay. You think Mayo would be Young Thundercat?
Yeah, or maybe maybe Robert's Thundercat and Jonathan's Young Thundercat.
I well, I am all ears at 1 o'clock today, and we'll have it. Robert Kraft's press conference, because we were wondering. All right, what do you do? You're in this situation as the year's playing out. What's worse, firing the guy that you compared to picking your wives, firing that guy after 1 year, or doubling down on it and not firing the guy?
Doubling down,
I think that's worse. That's worse. I think overall the fans are pissed. I'll speak for the fans. I am the voice of the fans. We're pissed the way the season has gone. But at this point, after these moves have been made, what was the next best step? It was to move on from Mayo, and that's what they did.
This is absolutely the right move. Shaughnessy wrote a good column today. I mean, Shaughnessy was basically like, don't feel bad for Mayo. Mayo's going to get an assistant job somewhere. He'll work in media.
Well, he gets his contract. It's NFL. Like, he'll get his contract. He's getting millions of dollars.
Mayo's going to be fine. He's going to be fine, and he was terrible at this job. Now, there's blame that goes higher. Wolf is part of it. The Crafts are part of it. And we'll get into all of it today on Jones and Keefe on WEEI. Lots of ways you can get in touch. You're already lining up. 617-779-7937. That's the text line as well. You can interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. Watch along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. You can also chat there. Always a nice, healthy conversation going on.
Get in there.
And on YouTube, just subscribe to WEEI. So a lot of ways you can watch. We'll discuss Mayo's firing. Do you think the result yesterday had anything to do with it? Oh, by the way, what'd you think of the result yesterday? Screwing up the number one pick. What do the Patriots do now that they're at pick number four? And who's replacing Jerod Mayo? We have an update on that right now. Tommy Curran. A couple of tweets. He said, from what I've learned on the Patriots coaching move, the last four games were untenable. This move wasn't anticipated. Disorganization became too much to take. It is safe to presume Vrabel is the number one candidate. Anticipate personnel department getting more time to right the ship and fix the roster. Yikes. So he thinks Wolf is going to be around, Keith? Good news. Good news for the Wolfpack.
Get the Wolfpack going. He did such a great job this year. Watching that offensive line hold every time and or get out of the way every time was a thrill. They really have two options, it feels like, especially the tackles.
Yeah.
It's like, do we want to commit a penalty or just not touch anybody?
Yeah, get the quarterback killed or go back 10 yards.
So Elliot Wolf should have his job because he drafted Jalen Polk. And did you see his comments, too? He's like, wow, I thought he was going to be like plug and play.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We'll get to his comments.
It was such a shot at Mayo, it wasn't funny.
It was over the top. But outside of Drake May, who anybody in the world would have drafted at 3 overall, you botched the draft. Your free agency is a disaster. And yet, yeah, you're coming back.
Okay.
Great.
So that current saying, he expects them to get more time. That's different than Callahan and Phil Perry and Mark Daniels, who were basically saying, yeah, none of these guys have been fired yet.
But what's weird,
but it's coming.
Is a lot of times,
here's the other update. Somebody tweeted to Curran, is Vrabel a lock? Okay. Michael on Twitter.
Is Vrabel
a lock?
Good question, Michael.
Curran, who we'll talk to tomorrow. That would be way, way, way too presumptuous to assume right now.
I think he's a lock.
You think he's a lock?
Yeah. If you were to take Mike Vrabel or the field to be the head coach of the Patriots next year, who would you take?
I would take Vrabel, Curran's saying that's presumptuous.
Well, I mean, that's what he's saying. You gotta let the process play out. I think what they need to do.
So he's doing ownership, Robert and Jonathan, a favor, saying nothing's a done deal. It's not a lock.
Saw how bad one sham process went. Even though this guy does have NFL head coaching experience, I don't think you want back-to-back sham interview processes.
No.
At least interview a bunch of people. Even if you're going to end up hiring Vrabel anyway, why not at least invite Ben Johnson to an interview? Maybe he turns you down, but invite Ben Johnson. Invite Liam Cohen. No,
they should interview
Marcus Freeman, for God's sakes.
They should interview Ben Johnson this week. Yeah. He's available for remote interviews because he has a bye week. Same thing for all the Chiefs assistant coaches. They better interview Ben Johnson.
That's what I'm saying.
And good. Go ahead. Talk to Mike Vrabel. That's fine. They better do a real process. I don't think they're going to. I'm with you, Keith.
It's Vrabel.
I think it's Vrabel.
Yeah.
Which I don't love. It's an improvement over Mayo. I'll take it. But I don't love it. They should do a real process because not going through a process is what got you in this mess in the first place.
I think what's tricky, and we talk about this in all sports, is just that relationship between the GM and the coach or the president of baseball operations and the manager. Like, who hired who? Who was there first? We've seen it here with the Red Sox where it's weird, where it's like the owner hired Cora, but like I don't think Bloom or Breslow necessarily wanted Cora, and then you know that relationship ends up being weird. And so if Mike Vrabel comes in, and one of the reasons he was out in Tennessee and why it went south in Tennessee was what was going on with John Robinson, who was the GM down there. So if he comes in and Kraft is like, hey, we're thrilled to have you be the head coach, but you know that Elliot Wolf's calling the shots, how's that gonna go? Is that gonna be a short shelf life, or do you want to just kind of blow it all up and have Vrabel in there with somebody he has a better relationship with right from Jump Street? But, I mean, we can get to that. They haven't hired him yet, but it does feel like it's going to happen.
So you can jump in again. Mike Vrabel, is he the no-brainer guy? Do you think it's a done deal? How do you feel about Mike Vrabel replacing Jerod Mayo? And did they make the right call by firing Jerod Mayo? I think I know the answer for most of you out there. I will take your phone calls all day long. 617-779-7937. As Keith mentioned, Robert Kraft will be speaking to the media today at 1 o'clock live from Gillette Stadium. You're going to hear it here on WEEI. So keep it locked in all day long. You can listen here or on the Odyssey app as well. Get that on your phone. Free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. I think we agree on this, but let's talk through it. The result yesterday, Keith.
Oh, awful.
How much of that had to do with Jerod Mayo getting fired? How much of the way they played it was Jerod Mayo knowing he was going to get fired in FU Lovie Smith style? Like all of that factoring in with yesterday's news that Jerod Mayo is out. because I agree with you. That's an awful, awful result that no one wants. People were booing every time the Patriots scored.
So that's why I blame Robert Kraft for why they don't have the number one pick. I really do. I think you could have manipulated this a lot better. I think the Jerod Mayo, whether he knew for a fact or at least just had a sense about it that he wasn't going to come back, what does he want the number one pick for? What do any of those guys want the number one pick for? We know the players don't. That's obvious. First of all, you're talking about guys that might not be here, and or guys who are here, do they really want players maybe at their position to come in and take their job?
No.
No player would ever want the pick. Coaches would only want the pick if they knew they were going to be here. Otherwise, they're trying to have the best record they can have, the best performances, the best tape, and all that other stuff. So I think Mayo had a good sense that he wasn't going to be there. The one fly in the ointment is they did pull Drake May after a series. But even regardless, you saw all these teams around the league that were just throwing games. You saw one on the other side of the field on Sunday.
It was so bad.
The Buffalo Bills lost the game more than you could lose the game. So they should have been able to manipulate it. And honestly, because they knew they were going to fire him right after the game, they should have fired him before the game. They should have put anybody, grab like Matthew Slater or somebody that's already on staff that probably will be back. Hell, our guy Jeremy Springer, be like, you're interim coach today. You're interim coach. By the way, chuck it deep. Like, blitz all the time, like, whatever. Like, find a way to lose the game. We need you to lose the game. You can't stress how important it is or how much more of an advantage to have the number one pick versus the number four pick. It's not even as simple as, like, those three picks. Like, what you could get for the number one pick is off the charts for a franchise that desperately needs all of those picks, potential players coming in. So, yeah, that's on Kraft. You got to find a way to lose that game. We're not talking about losing a month of games or even a whole season of games. It's one Sunday afternoon. You need to lose that game.
Yeah, I'm so disappointed in that result because, look, selfishly, from a talk radio standpoint, it's fun to play out. What do they do at number one? Do they draft at number one? Do they move down? How do they handle that? Who's handling that? Who are they going to draft? All these things, right? So I think it would be fun to talk through, but it would have been best for the organization. I mean, what's best for the football team? Getting the number one pick and holding a king's ransom for whoever wants Shedeur Sanders, Cam Ward, Drew Aller, if he comes out. That's what you do. That would have been best for the team. And so that's out the window. And I just think yesterday was so embarrassing for the league, Keith, league-wide. Teams
what a
tanking,
horrible like day.
Teams tanking, yeah. Teams going out there and playing nobody. It's another reason why a 17-game schedule and an 18-game schedule and 19 or 20 is stupid. These are extra games that are wasting our time, and you invite stuff like this. So it's all starting at the top with these owners and screwing up their own league, which used to be perfect at 16 games and 32 teams, but get ready for 36, 40 teams and teams in London and 20-game schedules.
Games.
This is what you get.
Oh, yeah.
When you try to grow your inventory, you get crap like yesterday. So that's a larger discussion, but the Bills and Patriots were just so embarrassing. I think it was a terrible day for Drake May, and not that it's his fault, but it's a terrible day for Drake May.
See a lot of them.
He plays one series, which just looks soft. Then Joe Milton goes out and lights it up on top
Bazooka
of it.
Bazooka Joe Milton.
The Patriots win another game without Drake May, even though it was a fake preseason game yesterday.
Yeah.
The Patriots are trying to lose. The Bills actually lost because they were better at taking than you are, apparently.
Joey Sly's just drilling kicks. The guy couldn't miss.
The Bills are better at football than you, and they're better at tanking than you, which makes no sense,
it's wild.
They're better at both.
Yep.
And so yesterday was just an embarrassment for the league, but the Patriots butchered that. All of that said, I don't think that's why Mayo's out of a job. I think he had already coached his way out based on the result against the Chargers. I feel that way in retrospect. I didn't feel that way in real time. But I think it's clear looking back on it, that's when he lost the job. How they played against the Chargers, fans booing, fans saying fire Mayo, the way the players carried themselves
players
last week.
Players telling fans to know their place.
Not knowing what to do with Ramondre Stevenson to start last week's game.
He didn't start Sunday.
Kia didn't start yesterday. That's they didn't start Tavai yesterday either. Yeah. The Keon White comment, like all of it, I think he was fired. I don't think it was because of the result. But make no mistake, they screwed that up. That was a disaster yesterday.
Yeah.
And that is going to, I hope not, but that's going to haunt them, I think, for a long period of time. At least they got the Mayo thing right. In the end, they got it wrong when they hired him.
They screwed up the draft pick, and it's insane. Like what? Yeah, you can go back in the history of it. When teams have traded the number one pick, what you get for that versus anything lower, really. So you could have had, what, two ones, two twos, and a player? Like, you could have had some insane haul. Now, you still have to hit on those picks, and I know a lot of us have questions on whether Elliott Wolf can hit on those picks, but still, I'll take the number of shots at it. and then maybe even a player or two that's already established. Instead, you have the fourth pick in a draft that has two quarterbacks that, I don't know, may or may not be great anyway. And then after that, it's not as strong as a draft as in previous years. Just so dumb. It was right there for you, and then you win that game. And not a single fan there was happy about it. I mean, it's terrible.
If they had the number one pick and fired Mayo, today would be...
What a day.
I mean, you would feel great organizationally. It is a little bit
glitter
hedged.
Guns. It'd be a glitter guns kind of day.
Keith, it would have been a glitter guns day if they had the number one pick, but unfortunately...
Sad.
They couldn't even get that done. I went to the Party City. I made sure we had plenty of glitter guns ready to go.
Business.
Yeah.
Well, on Friday, before we got off the show on Friday, we both were like, I kind of am nervous that they're going to win this game.
My buddy's a Bills fan. He texted me yesterday. He's like, I just picked the Patriots to win. He's like, the Bills are playing nobody. They don't want to win.
Josh Allen took one snap and then ran off the field. And I was like, uh-oh. I kind of knew that, but I didn't realize it was going to be one snap.
No, I thought it would be a series. Yeah.
And then in comes Trubisky, and then they're like, nah, even he's too good. I was like, what? You're pulling Trubisky? You don't even give Trubisky the whole game?
No, when Mike White went in, I'm like, it's all happening.
That's it.
In a bad way, it's all happening. 617-779-7937. Lottie waiting patiently there already. You can also leave your voice notes on the Odyssey app. I heard Greg playing those earlier today.
Yeah.
So you can send those in as well, Audacy. Just click on the little microphone. You can leave a voice note there. If you don't want to spar with Jones and Keith.
Yeah. You know how that's going to go.
You can also spar on the phone and text line, 617-779-7937. A lot to get to. What do you think of firing Jerod Mayo? Can you believe Kraft actually did it? Who's replacing him? Sounds like Mike Vrabel. How do you feel about that? Elliott Wolf, is he really staying? And they screwed up the number one pick. All your thoughts on yesterday's game, the travesty and debacle that was. We'll get to all of it right after Trending with Billy Lanny. Stay tuned.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
The Patriots closed out the season with a 23-16 win over the Buffalo Bills. After the victory, it was announced that rookie head coach Jerod Mayo has been fired. Mayo and the Patriots finished the season with a record of 4-13. According to Mass Live's Mark Daniels, as of last night, no one else, front office or coaching staff, was let go. With yesterday's victory, the Patriots went from having the number one pick at this year's draft to number four. It's Black Monday in the NFL, and it was announced today that the Jacksonville Jaguars have fired head coach Doug Peterson. The Giants have announced that Brian Daboll will return as New York's head coach. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander scored a game-high 33 points in the Thunder's 105-92 win over the Celtics in Oklahoma City yesterday. Jason Tatum led Celtics scoring with 26 points. The Seas will wrap up their road trip tomorrow night in Denver against the Nuggets. And the Bruins dropped their fourth straight in last night's 5-4 overtime loss to the New York Rangers at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jonas Korpisalo gave up all five goals on 37 shots. The Bees return to the ice tomorrow night when the Bruins host the Edmonton Oilers. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.